The Battle Over Bernanke.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's the Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiatakis. A residential deal that's down the drain in New York and some wastewater issues in Chicago. All that coming up. But first, where's Wall Street? Numbers are up right now. The S&P up about 0.8%. The NASDAQ 0.5% higher right now. And the Dow is up 74 points at 10,247. Shares in Europe are mostly lower right now, under 1%. And Asian markets closed off today as well by about 0.5% overseas. The Senate could vote later this week on the future of Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. It looked like his reappointment was shaky. But this morning, the Obama administration and Senate leaders on both sides say they are confident that he's going to be confirmed. Sam Stovall is chief investment strategist over at S&P Equity Research. Sam, good morning. He's joining us live from New York. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. Doing fine.
All right. Give us an idea of how this Ben Bernanke vote is going to shake down over the next couple of days.
Well, I think certainly that he will be reconfirmed. I think also what congressional leaders are allowing some of their members to exhibit independence. This is a midterm election year, and I think when they go up for a reelection, they want to show their constituents that they are not swayed by either Wall Street or Washington.
So here we are with the markets up, Sam. We've got the S&P up almost 1% now, the Dow up 74 points, and you know, we're looking at perhaps some barometers coming out this week, and Bernanke, that's stabilizing as well. I mean, are we seeing this stabilization going on?
Well, I think that we're going to be stabilizing today, but for the full week, we might end up mapping out the design on Charlie Brown's shirt, up, down, et cetera. One main thing is the State of the Union address on Wednesday, and we could find that it's an additional platform for populist programs.
So a State of the Union, of course, and so going forward this week and beyond, we have the fourth quarter GDP report coming out, some other barometers, too. How are we looking? I mean, what are the trends looking like?
The trends are positive, but I think we're going to be moving at half speed. U.S. GDP is likely to show pretty strong growth in the fourth quarter of 2009, but I think as we proceed into 2010, we'll probably see the U.S. economy growing by about a 2.5% level, which is about half of what we normally experience in the beginning of an economic recovery.
Sam Stovall, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, over in New York City, an iconic Manhattan apartment complex is on the financial rocks. The Stuyvesant Town Peter Cooper Village Complex on the east side is going back to the bank. A big development company bought it during the real estate boom, and today we learned it defaulted. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is with us live this morning. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
So this is a really big apartment complex to default on, huh?
You know, I used to drive past this place with my parents when I was growing up, and I remember it just going on and on. There's more than 100 buildings, 11,000 units, originally built for World War II veterans and full of middle-class families living in rent-controlled apartments.
So what went wrong then with this plan?
Well, in a word, over-leverage. An investor group led by Tishman Speyer Properties, which also controls Rockefeller Center and the Chrysler Building, plumped down $5.5 billion for this in 2006. Right now, it's probably worth $2 billion. Christopher Mayer is at Columbia University Business School.
Lots of people wanted to own this complex at incredibly high prices and were willing to borrow the vast amount of the money to do it. This deal was really just the crowning jewel of the idea of taking a very large rent-controlled building and decontrolling it over time.
So the idea was you get these rent-controlled tenants out, you do fancy new upgrades, bring in new tenants at higher market rents. But a court decision made those conversions from rent control way more difficult. And then, of course, the real estate market tanked. Rents fell, and Tishman Speyer couldn't make its money back, so they've handed the keys to 11,000 apartments back to the investors and lenders who will take a bath.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman live with us. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
Walmart today said it's cutting more than 11,000 workers, product demo jobs at its discount warehouse, Sam's Clubs. These are the people who give you samples throughout the store. Now, that work will be outsourced to a company called Shopper Events, which says it'll be hiring about the same number of people. And the liberal gabfest on Air America Radio ends today. The commercial radio network has had financial problems since its beginning years ago. Now it's liquidating, and today it goes dark.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information available at progressive.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services.
Maybe you know the Chicago River for its old nickname, the Stinking River. Chicago still doesn't disinfect the wastewater it dumps into it, but if it did, the city just found out it might actually be bad for the environment. From the Sustainability Desk, here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Officials say it would cost $500 million and take boatloads of electricity to disinfect the sewage, and that would create more carbon emissions. So is this a battle of clean air versus clean water?
Well, and interestingly enough, it is.
Jill Horst represents the district that oversees the city's wastewater. She says the water's already 98% clean. Making it cleaner would put out tons of greenhouse gases.
People who are living near the wastewater treatment plants, where there's going to be a larger carbon footprint and perhaps additional air pollution, those people live there.
But the executive director of the Friends of the Chicago River, Margaret Frisbee, says this isn't an either-or situation. And kids boat on that river.
Because it's basically my toilet to our river on a bacterial level.
And she says the cost of cleaning the river is nothing compared to what would happen if someone falls in and gets sick. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, what is it about people punching holes in Picassos? On Friday, somebody slipped at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York and fell into the work known as The Actor. That's a piece valued at more than $130 million. Now, it's being treated for a tear in the lower right corner. Just a few years ago, Vegas casino mogul Steve Wynn's elbow punctured a hole in Picasso's Le Rêve. I wonder if the works are from Picasso's black and blue period. Hey, catch us online. You can get the podcast there at marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.